Albert Paley began his career as a jeweler. That more intimate work is obviously quite different from the massive metal sculptures for which he's best known, but the way he crafts these materials today into floral and feather shapes, folds, and curlicues does recall his background working gold and other precious metals into smaller things of beauty.
He's probably most famous for some of his large commissions, like the cathedral gates at the National Cathedral. And he also did an installation of public art along Park Avenue in New York.
Linda Cano, executive director of the Sonoma Valley Museum of Art, says that the Park Avenue exhibition was the inspiration for this summer's display. Paley's work in steel includes gleaming, bright shapes, and others that are rusting, decaying. The sculptures are earthbound, jagged, solid. The 9 metal sculptures, easily viewed in a half-hour stroll, will transform the urban space around them. And once you release art out into the wild, Cano says, people have a very different relationship to it than they do when they see it in the museum.
The nature of public art is that people interact with it. Kids will climb on it, they will touch it, they will want to take pictures with it. People interact differently with public art than they will with art that's in a museum. I frankly like to see art in public places for the reason that people will interact with it very intimately.
Last week, as a crew was installing the outdoor sculptures around town, Jeff Jubenville was overseeing the work of balancing and rigging the pieces, which have elements of a giant steel puzzle. Jubenville has been working with Albert Paley for 3 decades and knows the artist's process intimately.
Well, Albert has an idea. He has a drawing, a sketch, and then he starts drawing, very detailed drawings, so that burning of steel can happen and forming of steel can happen. And we start placing all the elements together. Sometimes he'll hold very closely to what he designs. Sometimes he'll get into it and change things here and there, because he's always changing everything.
Public art, whether it's in New York City or a small California town, requires a delicate dance. Local officials must welcome the work to outdoor spaces with considerations of safety, aesthetics, and politics.
We worked with the city manager and also the Cultural and Fine Arts Commission here, and went in front of the city council twice and got their buy-in. So it was a collaborative effort between the museum and the city.
Once you've finished walking the route of the 9 outdoor sculptures this summer, the museum will present more insight into Paley's work.
Indoors, we will have 17 of Albert's pieces here. Some are maquettes, so small-scale sculptures for the larger pieces, and also some full-size sculptures. We've got a couple that are 7 feet tall that will be inside. And then we also have 9 drawings, which are actually studies for some of the actual sculptures that we have. So we'll have a combination of smaller scale pieces, full scale pieces, and some drawings here inside.
So outdoors or indoors, there'll be plenty of Albert Paley's art to see in Sonoma this summer. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.